Hi, is this Michael?
Yeah.
Hey, Michael, this is Straw with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Hey, just want to give you a quick update. Nicole is actually not here today. She's a little sick, but I just want to give you an update on your account in her place. So as of at the moment, we did get you an approval for 50,000, but we're trying to get you more money right now because I know your equipments are in the, I think it's close to $100,000, correct? Yeah. Okay. So yeah, we're trying to get you more money right now, but as of moment, the initial approval is for 50 right now, but we'll be able to get you a final approval later. Looks like about later on today, or maybe possibly earlier tomorrow. But we do apologize that we couldn't get back to you earlier.
So I had two, I guess there are two applications. Do you have both of them? One was the equipment one, and then one was like
The
capital.
capital.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do see that there is the two application here. What we do first is we work on the equipment side first, and then we do the work the capital after that. Capital is usually the easier one; it's faster.
Okay,
So our
I
main
figured.
focus right now is getting the equipment financing in place for you for the amount that you requested, and then we can work on getting you the second loan, which would be the capital.
Okay. You know why it only came in at 50?
It looks like it might have been. Let me take a look at the notes in here. Give me a second. Mainly, it's the credit. Looks like it's you're in the 580 zone. But we're trying to get you more right now, even with that credit score. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's mainly the issue with it right now with your file is not having, like a high credit score for the amount of, equipment that you're asking for. But we're working on trying to get you better, more money and especially since you're a franchise. So.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, you should be getting a call maybe from the underwriter later on today or possibly tomorrow. But we'll get you an update once we, as soon as possible.
Yeah, because I mean, she told me I was going to get a call from the underwriter last week, and I just waited
Oh.
and waited and hadn't heard anything, so I figured I'll call this morning. I mean, if there's going to be a problem, I want to know about it sooner than
I
later.
see.
And I'm really looking to try to get the other loan funded,
Yeah.
sooner
Do
than later.
you have like a deadline on when the equipment has to be ordered?
No, I was on the other loan,
Oh,
more
the
so than the
capital loan.
equipment. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that capital loan to fund the current store?
Yeah, it's just to do some funding on the current store.
Oh, I see. Okay. Let me see. Okay. How about this? I will put in the request for you in her place to see if we can do the capital first, or at least do both of them at the same time instead of one after another. Since this the capital is for your current store and not for your second store.
Well, I thought that I had made that clear to her, so
Oh,
I'm
I
a little
see. Okay.
disappointed it's taken this long.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll put in a request for the capital side,
Yeah.
and then we can go from there. How
Now,
much were you looking?
how long was that gonna take?
That usually takes 24 hours. So you might be able to get, the answer for your ca equipment first and then the capital tomorrow, or both at the same time tomorrow.
Okay. I was looking for like 50 to 75.
50 to 75. Okay. And is that just for cash flow? Are you buying inventory or anything like that?
Yeah, inventory, a little bit of cash flow, and then also some, I need to do some replacement on some, we're getting a new computer system, and
Okay.
we're required to get a new computer system with our franchise, so I'm kind of behind on getting that, so I wanted to get that done sooner than later.
Okay. So, would it be like a new POS system?
Yeah.
Okay. And that would be for the second store?
Well, I have two stores. This would be, yeah, it would be for one of my existing stores.
Oh, okay. So you already have two existing. You're opening a third one.
Yep.
Okay. So this would be for one of your existing stores already, the POS. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, and Does she already know that you had two current stores, or does she only know that you had one?
I thought I told her I had two.
Okay.
But it's a different, under a different entity.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
Let me see if I have the...
I didn't give her any information on the second store because it's a different entity.
Oh, I see. Okay. And, okay, because the thing is, to not overextend, you know, right now we have this loan going through the Morris MLM Enterprises.
Yep.
Or Enterprise.
Yep.
What's the second one under?
Oh, yeah. I don't even want money on that. The second one. It's just, I just want to deal with this one.
Oh, okay.
And my expansion is going to be under this Morris MLM as well, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm just doing expanding it to a third store.
I see, okay.
Hey,
okay,
can you use my cell phone number, too, if you guys call me back? Because I'm at the store right now, and I wouldn't be here. I'm normally not here.
Okay, is it the one ending in 7670?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put in the notes to call only that number. Okay.
Yeah, and is there any supervisor I can speak with about trying to expedite this? Because I really thought it would have had an answer by now and been done based upon the timing and information I turned her into her last week.
Yeah, I'm actually one of the supervisors here, so that's why I'm taking a look at your file here. So I can put it, try to expedite as much as possible on the capital side.
Okay.
But usually what we do is if you for customers that want both equipment financing and working capital, we try to do the equipment side first and then do the capital, just because, you know, that's just the system. But, you know, since you want the capital for, you know, I guess for the current store already, not for the new store, then that's a different story. So that,
yeah, and then the new store probably won't, I'm not going to be open in there for at least 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not like a more immediate need.
I see. Okay. So the cash is the most immediate.
Right.
Equipment is second on the list. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how much of the 50 to 75 is just for the inventory and the cash flow for the current store?
Probably like, the new computers are going to cost me like 40,000. So probably like
35,000. Okay. So inventory and cash flow is about 30,000 or so.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And which one of the two is the most pressing issue for you right now? Would be the inventory, the cash flow, or the new POS system?
Probably the POS system.
Okay.
And you know, inventory would probably be second.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just required. They're updating. We're upgrading to a new POS system that also does inventory and everything. So it's just being required by our franchisee to do it.
Right. Do you have like a deadline?
Yeah, it's this coming month.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because usually our POS systems, that actually falls into equipment financing as well. Because usually if you qualify for equipment financing, that's usually the cheaper option of the two, you know, for capital or equipment.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're in a pressing situation, I can just do it as capital. But just a heads up that it might be, you know, the interest will not be as cheap as it would be if I would just do the traditional equipment financing for the POS system. Is that what you be? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Alrighty. Well, I have a lot of good info here, so I'll go ahead and try to expedite as much as possible to get the capital situation, you know, settled for you ASAP. And then most likely you'll get an update from us later on today or tomorrow for the equipment side.
Okay, and then the capital side about the same, maybe today?
Yeah, I'm going to put in a request to expedite it. I can't guarantee you it'll be, you know, today, but I'll put you at the top of the list.
Okay. And then how long is, generally after you get an approval, how long does funding take?
Funding takes another 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's not too far.
Yeah. So, you know, the fastest would be, you know, within, you know, a day and a half or 2 days. Slowest will probably be 3 days.
And you say that the equipment piece has already been approved. You're just trying to get more?
Yeah, you've been approved for only 50. Whereas, you know, the list of equipment that you sent over was closer to like 100. I think it was like 120,000.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get you, you know, the whole thing covered under equipment financing. If not, if it doesn't fall, you know, the full under the equipment financing, we can split up the loan too. If you know, you do 50,000 for the traditional equipment financing, then you can also do, you know, the remainder as the capital.
Okay. So I mean,
but we're just trying to play with the numbers, just in, you know, see which way is going to get you the best rate.
Okay. And then also the so it's been approved. We're good. Just a matter of timing now.
And exactly.
Trying to get additional funding.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, your file has been approved. We just want to get the maximum amount that we could at the, you know, at the cheapest rate that we could for you. But I mean, if it doesn't, if we can't get you the additional 60,000 for the traditional equipment financing, we also have our, you know, we can also have a second option, would just be the straight capital loan.
Okay.
To cover the remaining costs.
What type of terms are those in terms of how many years?
For the capital?
Yeah.
So capital loan, since it's unsecured, it is a little bit shorter of a term. It goes up to 3 years.
Oh, okay. All right.
At the max.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. But you know, first time borrower would be in maybe in the 2 years range, or maybe shorter than that.
All right.
Mm-hmm. But we'll see. You know what we're gonna end up being able to offer you. You know, after we, you know, after I submit your application right now for the working capital, or not submit it, but expedite the working capital side, and we'll see which one's going to come out for you.
Okay. Can I have your name again?
Yeah, sure. It's Jia, J-I-A.
And then what's your direct number?
It's at 858.
Okay.
779-0423.
And then generally what you guys do, how does the funding work? Is that you just send out a check or
wire transfer,
or how do they do it?
Mm-hmm. So what we do is we pay the vendor directly.
Okay.
For capital, we wire it directly to your business checking account.
Okay.
And then from that same account is where we do automatic deduction from it.
Okay. And those are what? Weekly?
We have daily, weekly, and monthly options.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then for equipment, it's a monthly draw from it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd be looking to do something like weekly for the capital.
Weekly? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'll put in the notes that you prefer the weekly. Have you had a working capital before?
No.
You haven't? Oh, okay, you just probably heard about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, you guys contacted me, so I was up on your inquiry to me. I wasn't even looking to do anything, but they
told
me what their options were and
yeah,
you know, what they could do for me, so
mm-hmm, exactly.
I'd look into it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So you didn't. Oh, okay. So after we called you, you looked into what the working capital was. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Actually doing the paperwork. I didn't call you guys directly. You guys called me.
Yeah, yeah. I see that Nicole was the one that gave you a call.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and do this right now, and then I'll give you an update. You know, as soon as possible when we have one.
Okay.
Okay. And then if I need anything additional from you, I'll give you a call on your cell phone.
Yeah, please do.
Mhm. All right. Sounds good. Any questions for me?
No.
No? All right. Well, good talking to you, Michael.
You too. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bye.